You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene. We are also part of Empire Media at empiremedia.com. I'm Ole, and I'm joined by my co-host Ray. And it's our Commanders free agency frenzy special. It's going down early in the basement. What's up, dude?
What's going on? Y'all excited. Y'all Adam Peters folks, these Lou Holder disciples out here thinking that it's sweet. Like, we got a good GM now. They making real moves. I'm seeing so much positivity in Commander Land. What's going on with that, bro?
Yeah, I don't know. People are very excited. They're very positive. I guess I'm the
Marcus Mariota. Marcus,
bro, Mariota, bro. Man. I feel like I've been the I'm like the Darth Vader of like Commander Land when it comes to like the signings. I'm like, oh, okay, it's cool. Ray, know what? I feel like we've been there before, right? With the whole like in like last year's free agency period, folks were sizing like Wiley and Nick Gates. So I don't ever look at it like, oh man, like every signing is perfect. So I ain't gonna be like, if I don't really know of you, I'm not gonna act like I do.
Hey, listen, Austin Eckler and Marcus Mariota, that's it, they getting under Wole's skin. That's all.
Exactly, they were.
That's the first thing that came to mind. Yeah. I was like, Wole's not happy.
Oh, I'm not. What's up, George? What's going on, and Lou? What's going on, Lou?
So, but peep this though. Before we get started, bro.
Yeah, go ahead.
Somebody hit me with this today. They said, "What would you rather do? Would you rather go back to the old Commanders, who trying to always make that splash free agency signing, or would you rather build a foundation and you bring in a bunch of pretty good players that can form a good team as opposed to trying to do the splashes?"
I like winning. What's good, DJ? What's going on? I like winning. So
my man Lou Peterson is in the building.
I think everybody wants to build, like, you know, like you, what's the term you use, right? You use
sustained success.
Everybody wants to go that route, but not everybody can do it. I'm all for the LA Rams way of doing things.
Hey Wole, we got Lou in the building though. And Lou,
I said that. Yeah, I already put him out there.
Oh, but I'm just saying, no, I'm not talking about what you said. Okay. I'm talking about Lou. Lou's a Cowboys fan, and it's a lot of Cowboy-esque drama happening over here because you called yourself the Washington Cowboys earlier.
We're the Washington Cowboys right now. So all we're getting is Cowboys. We're the Washington Cowboys.
And I had a Cowboys fan tell me, he said, did you see our defense last year? He said, y'all can have all these guys y'all taking from the Cowboys. So what you think?
who, Lou or me?
Oh, big splashes don't always account for wins. Won't late.
Hey, we gonna wrap, man. But our guest is here. But let's do it. Get into particulars. Our guest is here waiting, so I don't want to hold him up. Right. Let's go to our particulars real quick. Our Empire Media hosts multiple DMV sports podcast shows, such as the John Kime Report, hosted by ESPN Washington Commanders insider John Kime, and Jones Football, hosted by USA Today insider Mike Jones. You subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Just search the Urban Sports Scene.
Hey, also, if you're on YouTube right now, I see many of you are. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button if you haven't done already. And then check us out on Instagram or Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook, YouTube, Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. My bad. Hey, I'm not on Facebook, so I struggle with that. But
I know it's all good, bro. Also, like join our
Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Check us out on X, of course, at Urban Sports Scene, man. You can check me out at @Urban_Sports_Ray. You see Wole's name up there. Show us some love, family.
You already know what time it is. Also, join our Urban Sports Scene Facebook group. Search Urban Sports Scene, sports bloggers, sports podcasters, and sports debates. All right, let's get in charge of edition, the pregame. Here's what we have on tap. All right, Sports Journey's Washington Commanders reporter Lake Lewis Jr. will join us to talk about the Commanders' free agent signings and possible future potential signings. All right, let's get the guy right in, the honoree, the dude who's ready for the time, who's ready for the moment. Let's get in it. What's up, Lake? What's up?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
We good, bro. What's going on? You know, like Ray said, Commander Land is insane right now. Everybody's happy with every move that Adam Peters makes.
Yeah, this has been wild. You know, like seriously, I told myself I wasn't going to get too much into it. I'm in St. Thomas right now.
Yeah,
and it was just like looking at everything, and I'm like, I had some fans come at me today, and I'm like, you know, people aren't happy with the Eckler signing, and then, you know, they're questioning, you know, why haven't they made the big splash like they've done in the past? And I'm like, man, this is a solid free agent list of players that they brought in.
All right. So see, I'm glad. So let's get to it. So in terms of we're talking about the list, here are a few players that the Commanders have signed. Zach Ertz, tight end. Dorrance Armstrong from Dallas, defensive end. Tyler Biadasz, center for the Dallas Cowboys. A linebacker, Frankie Louvi, Carolina, like him. Running back, Austin Eckler, Chargers. Brandon McManus, Jacksonville, I like him too.
Kicker,
like him. Guard, Ali Grati, from Kansas City. You got Clyde Farrell from San Francisco. You got quarterback Marcus Mariota from the Eagles. You got Dante Fowler, Dallas Cowboys defensive end. You got Jeremy Chinn, safety Jeremy Chinn for the Carolina Panthers. I like Jeremy Chinn. We're going to talk about what that means for somebody else, another safety who's was looking for that bag. But what are your overall thoughts on the free agent signings?
I like them a lot. Okay. And it's not just, you know, to spin things in the positive like we always have to do for this team. But no, seriously, these are good moves because they're getting guys that have shown that they're really good professional players. They've been productive. They have numbers, albeit some of them in limited roles. So now you look at it like if these guys are given opportunities to be the man, and so to speak, and not have to be in the shadow of other really good players, perhaps they can do it. The other thing is that when you look at the amount of Cowboy players coming over, that says a good thing for Dan Quinn, that they want to play for him.
True. That's
and it point. Shows that he sees talent and he feels like maybe now I can get these guys and get them to Washington and give them a bigger role in my defense and my scheme with Joe Witt Jr. as well. And then it makes a divisional team weaker because you've purged them of some of their own talent. So I think it's good moves. And these also 1-2 year deals, which aren't long-term lockdown deals. They're kind of prove it to me deals. And if you get a guy that's hungry, I mean, sometimes they play harder, man. That's just the way it is.
Lake.
Yeah.
Saquon, your man. That's your boy. Penn State. He is an Eagle. Of course. You got to build this defense. The Eagles are not playing, bro. They try to build this. So all these moves are critical, and you're loving the moves. So how can you sell the fans on this defense that is ultimately going to stop A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and now Saquon Barkley?
Well, before we get into
are you going to say it? Are you going to say it first?
I was going to make a point tonight to not bring it up, to not mention anything about my school, but you already did it for me. So you can go ahead and say, whenever you mention us, you got to throw the "we are" in there.
Oh, we are.
So, okay. I wasn't going to do it, but y'all did it for me. So anyway.
As soon as you said school, I knew what time it was. Go ahead, bro.
So, no, you know, look, if they're trying to sell the fans on why this is good, they filled a lot of need positions. I mean, they've got, you know, perhaps 4 or 5 starters out of this free agent group. You got a tight end, Zach Ertz. I know he's older. He's been injured a couple times, but at the end of the day, he's still a really good tight end when healthy, and he does know Cliff Kingsbury's system. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a starting center now, you know, that graded really well. So that's a need position. As far as a linebacker, you know, you have Louvu, you know, from Carolina. So that fills a need position. Mm-hmm. You have a safety now in Chinn. That fills a need position. But you have to remember, they couldn't do everything in free agency because they still have, you know, 5 draft picks that are going to be in the top 100 and 6 in the top 106. So you still have to pay those guys too. So for everything they haven't done in free agency, you still have the draft that can do that. And this is reshaping the roster in a big way. So if I'm the Commanders, I do feel good, and the fans should feel good too, because it shows that they did their due diligence on players and they didn't just go after the sexy names.
I just want to say it's getting spicy in the comments. My man Dujane, shout out to the Sports Journey family. He of course he put "we are."
And then of
my
course.
Man George came. My man George came back and said, "We ain't when we play Michigan and Ohio State." this is a show, but still, I gotta get you to address it. Nice tan, by the way, Lake. Nice tan, brother.
Okay, and that's somebody else over here sitting right over there. Got me. Hey, Wole, when I came on here today, I thought maybe people were going to mistake me for you for a second.
Hey, yo! Hey, I like that.
I saw that was coming. Hey, Wole, can I jump to JJ?
Yeah, go ahead, bro. No? You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Because I actually quoted Lake, because Lake said, with the Mariota move, Jaden Daniels looks like that's the draft pick.
Yeah.
Lake, why do you feel that way? And how can you sell, again, our listeners and the fans on why Jaden Daniels would be a good fit in Washington?
I mean, listen, when you look at mobile quarterbacks around the NFL, most of the time, we're not talking RG3 Kirk Cousins. I'm talking today's game.
Yeah.
Most of those mobile quarterbacks have somebody look that's eerily similar to them behind them. All you got to do is go up the road in Baltimore. All three of their quarterbacks are guys that can move. And, you know, so it makes your game plan one game plan. You don't have to have that second game plan for your backup, who's a totally different type of quarterback. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that's every team, but a lot of the good teams have guys that are very similar as far as how they throw the football, how they move. And I just thought, okay, if you bring in Mariota, maybe, you know, you could look at it from the standpoint, if you get a guy in here that has some wheels, maybe that makes your game plan, you know, very similar. But I had guys coming to me today saying, do I even follow the team? I don't know what I'm talking about, because Mariota is more like Marcus Mariota. I'm sorry, they were saying it's more like Drake May than Jaden Daniels, and I definitely do not agree with that.
I mean, I like Jaden. I like Drake May more, but they're totally different. They're not the same.
Yeah, totally different.
They're not the same.
Now, so one guy came to me and said, so I guess if they had, you know, picked up Sam Darnold, who they were trying to get yesterday before he went to Minnesota, he said, what would you have said then? And I would have said, well, maybe they might try to get Drake May.
That's actually, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. No, I can see that. No, I can definitely see that.
I want Daniels, though. I'm going to put it out there.
You know, I know you want Daniels. I know you want Daniels. I
want Caleb, but.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. No, I'm saying, well, I want Caleb. I just don't think of it. You know what I mean? Taj said, I was thinking that too, but I refuse to believe that Peters would tip his hand this soon before any pro day workouts, unless
I like that. That's fair. That's fair. With these,
that's what I'm kind of was thinking too. Like, I feel like
that's fair.
I don't. It's you know, it's like that movie when something just too obvious now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, yeah, everybody, you're gonna always assume like yo, like Mariota runs that spread system. Like, he's a mobile quarterback. He used to run a 4.4. I think he ran a 4.4 in the combine.
Running the football at Oregon.
Yeah. So you think much. So you're gonna think to yourself, like, okay, they're comparable. Like Jaden Daniels and Mariota are possibly linked into the same type of offense. So you're gonna think that way. So I get that thought process. But then I'm like, my back of my mind is like, that's just too easy.
Well, I mean, look, you know, maybe if they had, you know, signed somebody like Tyrod or something.
Yeah.
You probably could see it a little bit more.
But
you know, I had the dude come to me and said I was being racist as far as my comparisons and
racist.
So I don't have time for that. I wrote him back and just said, nah, you pulled that card, and that's coming from a black man. So stop.
I'm like, Mariota's Hawaiian. It is what it is.
But you know. And I hate to say this, but you do see how this thing's starting to shape up. It's starting to be a Drake May group and a Jaden Daniels group.
Yeah, I'm a Drake May. I'm a Drake May dude. I'm not.
And you know, but you know what's cool about that? You a black man is a Drake May.
Yeah.
But it seems like people starting to throw it out there like,
oh, I can see you
cool for one or the other is being a racial thing. Listen, man, we've been doing this for so long. All we care about, I don't care if the dude albino. The bottom line is, if he can win games and throw the football, who cares what color he is? That's where this fan base needs to wake up and stop that nonsense.
I agree. I got one for you, Lake. Brian says they should have got Russell. Do you agree with that?
No, it's not because I don't like Russell. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. The problem though is that this is a young football team. and they're doing a reset right now. And the reset is not with a seasoned veteran. You know, let's face it, Mariota is not brought in here to start. I mean,
he's
here to bring some professionalism and he knows Brian Johnson's system too, having been in Philadelphia. So they're doing a reset, and if you do a reset, you want to go out and get your young franchise caliber quarterback and run with him.
Yeah,
they said Mariota is not part of the bloodline. Y'all got it. I can't even focus, man.
Hey,
y'all are
Todd, I think it was Todd who said it. I think so. Todd also said,
Todd and Paul always a problem, bro.
Yeah, he said Todd.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Y'all always keep it funny, but y'all always keep it 100, which I appreciate. Yeah. It is a mix though with Jaden Daniels, but you know what was a good move for me. Is that Washington solidified the kicker position early on in free agency?
Oh my God.
I'm serious.
I'm with you. I agree.
I'm objective. I feel like that's a good move. And it just really separates you from Ron. Because Ron, we know what Ron did with the kicking carousel he had going for.
I mean, they signed a long snapper too. I mean, they got a long snapper. So it goes to show you that they already know we've got to have our special teams airtight. And if you look at McManus's numbers, he made all his extra points last year. And how many did Sly miss? You know, Joey Sly miss. How many didn't even get a chance to attempt the extra point because it was a bad snap? So to be able to get a long snapper and a Pro Bowl, former Pro Bowl kicker, and I think McManus has like one of those, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's got a kick that was
like 60. He had a 60 plus
like
one.
60, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I know he's older, so he doesn't have that kind of strength in his leg anymore, but the accuracy is there. I mean, he was 30-37 last year in Denver, so I'll take that.
Yeah, he was he makes extra points consistently. So I'm for that. That's what I'm for. I'm gonna address this, man. Trust the process. Why I like Mayo over Daniels. I like the body of work. So what I mean by that is I like that, you know, one, May was like a top recruit coming out of high school. He could have went to Alabama. He went to North Carolina because North Carolina is a family thing. It wasn't more of a choice to go to Alabama. Then off the rip, like they forced Sam Howell out because of the kid. And the kid produced it all of his years in Carolina. And I just like the way his style of playing football. I just like it. You know what I mean? And I don't like the comparison with him and Sam Howell. They're totally different. I think you really, really watch them. They're vastly different.
I know,
people see North Carolina and they think, oh, he ain't the same. But this dude is a different North Carolina quarterback. Just like C.J. Stroud was a different Ohio State quarterback.
Jaden Daniels is a different LSU quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. You can make the same comparison. Yeah.
Schemes and everything.
Exactly.
I keep telling people they're going to get a franchise potential quarterback between one of these three guys.
Yeah.
None of them are guaranteed to be a franchise guy. You know, you got to get out there and prove it. But I think for the first time in a long time, whoever they walk away with, I don't think it's far-fetched to say that those guys are starting week one. I mean, that should be the goal. I like Daniels just from the standpoint that I think in this offense with Kingsbury, he could do something special, but I'm not going to take anything away from May and say that May can't do anything special either, because he can. He's got a rocket arm and he is mobile. He's not a stiff back there, but to say that he's as mobile as Jaden Daniels is not accurate. I mean, Jaden Daniels is different gear when he's in the open field. You know, he does remind me a lot of RG3 before the injury.
Yeah, I can see that comparison. I can see it.
He's not Lamar. You know, Lamar is different. Lamar was like Michael Vick, you know.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that. But I would say Jaden Daniels is closer to, in a modern approach, he's more Justin Fields as far as mobility.
Oh, the mobility. Justin Fields, you're talking about. Yeah, he's
Justin
super.
Fields not a wiggle guy. He's a guy that will get some yards on him.
Yeah, he is so fast. And he's bigger, too. And he's actually got size to him, too.
Not a little dude.
Yeah, he's not a little dude. Let me address this, because somebody's trying to fry me. This is the same dude that like Josh Doctson at wide receiver. So I'm going to – this is my guy. He's right about that. I did like Josh Doctson as a wide receiver. I won't even hold.
Who did?
I did. But let me add this to it. It was my man Paul. Paul, you're the same dude that liked what's the quarterback for the Broncos who now plays for the Seahawks as the backup? Drew Lock.
Well, Drew Lock. Drew Lock signed with the Giants today.
Now, yeah, you're the same. Okay, you're the same dude who liked Drew Lock. So let's stop there. It's cool to say that. Let's stop there, though. But yeah, wow. See, people try to throw shots, man. I gotta respond back. I just can't I wanna give you flowers if you throw me an insult. I wanna give you flowers, but I gotta make sure
people,
I reply back.
People taking this stuff now. It's like
no, Paul's cool though. Actually, Paul is cool though.
He's good. But yeah. I mean, just overall, like this free agency, man, has got people out there bugging. Like they're really sensitive to the stuff. And like, this guy's a bum. This guy, no. If these guys are put in the right position, anybody around the league, wherever you go, if you're coached up properly and you're put in the right scheme, you will produce. Yeah. And that's what fans need to worry about more than anything else is where these coaches put these guys in the right position. And listen, again, for these Cowboy players to be signing here, that's a sign that they know Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. are going to put them in the right positions to succeed. And like I said, it's making another team weaker within the division because two other teams in the division have gotten better. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, y'all fools, man. y'all fools. So, like, for you, like, who was your favorite signing? Your signing and why?
Whew, man. I mean, there were a couple. I do like Armstrong. I do like him. Okay. I mean, he's a guy that has produced. I think he had the second highest sack rate for the Cowboys last year behind Michael Parsons. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of like in limited, not limited because he started. But
rotational, I mean, like a rotational role. You're right, though. Yeah.
So if you look at the Commanders, you know, defensive ends, they don't have any. I mean, they have Henry. I like him, KJ Henry, but he's young.
Yeah.
So they needed somebody that had some experience and, more importantly, somebody that the coaches could trust. To pair up with John Allen and of course De'Ron Payne, so I like that. But I really like the linebacker from Carolina. He's a dog, man. He's a dog. He comes up and he makes plays. You can go back to the Minnesota game where he stripped him and picked it up and ran. I mean, he's a guy.
He did have that play. He did make that play.
Yeah, that was him. So that's what you need. You need guys that can create turnovers. And what did Joe Witt tell us? You know, his first day, he said, look, I want guys that will get to the football in a violent manner. And that's one of those type of guys.
Okay, George says he likes Eckler.
I like that, too.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to mention your alma mater again because, you know, Penn State linebacker, you. If there was one area of this free agency signing period that was given the most positive reviews, it was that linebacker was addressed. It was a mind-blowing notion that Coach Ron Rivera and Jack Del Rio could never address linebacker the way they should have, according to many experts and fans. But today, that's when I've seen the most positive reviews around linebacker. How are you feeling about the fact that linebacker was addressed early and often as free agency kicks off, and then, of course, you're preparing for the draft?
I mean, I like it a lot. I mean, you know, because I still think Jamin Davis can be a really good football player if he's utilized right. So to pair him up with another guy that can take pressure off him, because let's face it, you know, last year Mayo and Barton, that wasn't it. So
trash.
You know, just wasn't it. So you get somebody in there that's a real dog that can make plays. It's going to open up Jamin's game even more. And you're right. You know, it was surprising with Rivera and Del Rio, considering that both those guys were linebackers when they played in the league, that they totally neglected that position the way they did. So it sounds like, you know, it's a plus for everybody. And I'm excited. And I still think they're going to probably get a linebacker via the draft to help that room even more.
Mm-hmm. George, the same thing. I think they will draft a linebacker anyway. I agree. I do agree with like Lake and George. I agree with both of you all. I do think that, but I do. I like you, like you, and like many of the people watching, the viewers. I am a big fan of, you know, the Carolina linebacker. I think he's aggressive. He flies to the football. That's been my thing. Like fly to football. I'd rather you go with something with reckless abandon than pretty much being overly cautious and worried about where you got to be at. You know what I mean? I want that reckless hair on fire type of football player. And I feel like from all reports of what I saw, I think that he seems to fit the bill.
Yeah, he's definitely going to fit their scheme. And mm-hmm. I think you know, any defensive players, if there's anything about Dan Quinn, is that he's a hell of a defensive coordinator. You know, mm-hmm. is that he's always had success with his defenses. Obviously, he's not the coordinator now. That's Joe Witt Jr., but Joe Witt Jr. is part of Dan Quinn's tree. So they mm-hmm. they think the same. They breathe the same. So they want guys that are going to, you know, track down ball carriers, dislodge the ball, put some heat on them, you know. And we haven't seen that here in a long time. I mean, every year it was the defense is supposed to be potentially a top five unit. And you could tell week one that they weren't. You know, they were just – teams would just go up and down the field on them with little resistance. But now this defense is what's going to have to carry this franchise for the first year. I truly believe that yeah. as they're indoctrinating a young quarterback and just the new system on offense. So it's got to be the defensive guys that are going to bring the wood this year.
Well, Paul got a question for you, like, and then Ray can go. Sure. Paul said, like, how bad was coaching last year?
Hey man, listen. They could have brought Stevie Wonder in there, and he could have done the job. that's how bad it was. I mean, we had guys telling us in the locker room that they weren't listening to people, and what they were practicing during the week, they didn't do in the games, and what they were told that they were going to do, they weren't allowed to do. Gotcha. So it was just a lot of stuff going on that was not good for anybody involved. So yeah, to answer his question, it was atrocious, to be honest with you.
I know this is going to be off topic a bit, and it's a little divisive, but I'm gonna ask you because the three of us, I feel like we're part of the rare support or the small support system that Chase Young had in this fan base in this area. Are you surprised that he's still out there as a free agent? And if you could give Chase Young some advice, I've seen some guys. Give him some real good advice out there. Just saying, hey, man, you need to get back to being focused on football and give more effort on the field. And you clearly got the talent. You'll be back on the field soon. What's your thoughts about Chase not being signed right now? This free agent period kicked off, man.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, there's still people that are concerned about, you know, is he fully healthy? And, you know, and then there's the side that, you know, I saw in the locker room at times. I saw an abrasive young man that was not the warmest person to talk to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he made it a point to be that way. And, you know, so those things, and I always try to tell young players, the eye in the sky doesn't lie. There's tape on you at all times. You know, how you conduct mm-hmm. yourself as a professional, not just on the field, but in the locker room and off the field. And once you get labeled, it's hard to shed it. It's hard to get rid of that label. So I would say to Chase Young, wherever his opportunity is going to be, whether it's in San Francisco or wherever it's going to be, he needs to show people, like you said, Ray, that it's about football and that that's all you're concerned with. You're not concerned about the living that life and being glamored and all, you know, glamorous with everything, because, you know, I was surprised that he kind of got into that setup, because you guys know, man, being African-American men from that area, mm-hmm. we grew up and we've seen money around us. It's no big deal. We're not starstruck. We're not people struck. We have family members and, you know, black men that do well. So it's no big deal. So to see somebody come from our area and want to be part of that life, that wasn't what you got drafted for. You got to play football, and you got to get back to that to win some of these naysayers over. And I'm pulling for Chase because I think he's a hell of a player when focused. Yeah. So hopefully he can get back to that.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kevin said San Francisco already signed his replacement. I'm not sure.
They may have.
Listen,
you might hear some grumblings about him coming back here.
People don't want that. Like they don't want that. No, if you're viewing Twitter or X, I don't even want to discuss that type of stuff. I didn't see some wild takes, man. I don't even want.
Well, that's why I chose to ask late, because, like I said, you guys are I feel as though a bit more mature when it comes to discussing this brother, because he is still a young dude. I think people forget that when we cover professional athletes, they're still young, they're still growing, and they're still maturing, they're still learning. So hopefully this environment, though, this culture will change, because Chase pretty much said, I was a product of that environment. That's why he became abrasive to a degree. Yeah. But, you know, we've had the jokes about who's going to be on Eastern Motors commercials and Lito's Pizza now. Who's going to be the face of the franchise? We getting a lot of comments, though, about potential linebackers that should join this team. We seen Chop Robinson also.
Yeah, I'll definitely –
Where's he from? Where's he from, Wale? Come on, man. You can say it.
It's that nippy line.
Come on, man. Oh, because I'm going to say this, too. Watch out for Johnny Dixon. They're Johnny Dixon's a corner from Penn State. Daquan Hardy, who's from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so these are all guys. Daquan Hardy ran like a 4.3 40. But Daquan Hardy also was a punt returner at Penn State too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are the little things that I think, you know, some people say. So, you know, for the comment that we ain't, all I can say is I know we are a lot of draft picks every year in the league, and they're big name guys that are making differences for teams. So
I'll give you flowers. That is true. Kevin said, still need two offensive tackles.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that they will address one of those, I really truly believe, in the draft. Probably will be one of those 2 second rounders that you could get one with. And then people have to remember there's the second part of free agency that comes up in June, you know, and that's normally veteran cuts, you know, that are cap casualties. So that's when a lot of GMs will look and see what veteran player, because of, you know, money situations or whatever, will be let go. A lot of those guys aren't let go because their games aren't any good. It's just because they cost too much money. So sometimes you can get those players at a lesser value than what they wanted because they see that their values come down a little bit. So I think that they may address it that way to get the second tackle.
Got you. So, like, in terms of, like, this current group of signed free agents, who do you think is going to have the most immediate impact for the Commanders?
Hoo-wee. As far as the group right now.
Right now. Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! You know, this might surprise you guys with what I'm gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say Zach Ertz.
Me too. See, doesn't surprise me. I think he will.
Ertz, because what is a young quarterback's best friend?
A tight end.
Open.
Yep.
Don't think that they did not bring him in because of that. Mm-hmm. Of course they did. He's gonna be that guy's security blanket as he learns the offense and gets indoctrinated with the system. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, he played, like we said, under Cliff Kingsbury. So he knows the offense. So he's going to be kind of like a player coach out on the field. And I think it's a big move. And that was their first move. So they had him targeted before free agency even started.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I like Zach Ertz. I think that was my pick, too. I just think that I'm like you. Like, I know a lot, you know, he was hurt last year. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like when he's healthy and he's on the field, I think if you really watched his games, he still has the ability to get open. And don't forget what he used to do to this organization in Philadelphia. He used to torment this organization when he played for Philadelphia. So he's still able to get open. He did that. He even did it with Kyler Murray. He was getting open with Kyler Murray. So
yeah,
to me, he's still very capable.
Well, and I also think, too, you know, he knows the division. So it's not just coming back and playing under a familiar coach.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in a system where you know, he can look around the other teams within the division, and he knows the personnel for the Cowboys, for the Giants, obviously for the Eagles. So that might help his game a little bit where I'm not saying he's not going to study film because, of course, he is. But when you know the personnel of what you're going up against, it makes you just feel a little better about what you can do to them.
Yeah, I just think I agree. I just think that he can do a lot. He can definitely do a lot. So one more question from George. He said, do you think we draft a wide receiver or wait for free agency?
That's a good question. You know, there's so many receivers in this year's draft. I mean, there's a lot. And there's a couple big receivers that they could get in the mid round, maybe the fourth or fifth round, that I think that you may see them draft at.